From Washington, this is VOA News. As fighting continues, the U.S. president speaks with the Israeli prime minister. A team of investigators does not reach the site of the remains of the downed Malaysian airliner in Ukraine. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Fighting raged in Gaza again Sunday as Israeli forces launched punishing attacks on the Palestinian enclave and Hamas militants fired more rockets into Israel. This happened shortly after another ceasefire was proposed. Earlier Sunday, Hamas belatedly agreed to a 24-hour humanitarian ceasefire, but Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told U.S. television news shows that the militants were violating it shortly after it was due to begin. With a growing toll of Palestinian civilians in Gaza, Mr. Netanyahu said he realized that world opinion may be turning against Israel in the 20-day conflict, but he found Israel will take whatever action is necessary to protect its people.
So Israel is not obliged and will not let a terrorist organization, a ruthless terror organization committed to our destruction, to decide when and it's convenient for them to stop for a moment, rearm, and continuing firing on our citizens and our people.
The renewed violence came after a 12-hour respite Saturday, respected by both sides. Israel offered a 24-hour extension of the ceasefire. Hamas rejected it, but the militants later said they would adhere to it before the Eid al-Fitr holiday, marking the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. President Barack Obama, speaking by phone on Sunday with Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu, stressed the need for an immediate, unconditional humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, urging a permanent end to hostilities on the basis of the 2012 ceasefire agreement. Obama added that ultimately any lasting solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict must ensure the disarmament of terrorist groups and the demilitarization of Gaza. Ukrainian armed forces mounted a major onslaught against pro-Russian separatist fighters Sunday, an attempt to gain control over the area where a Malaysian Airlines plane was downed earlier this month. The U.S. State Department, meanwhile, released satellite images that it says back up claims that rockets have been fired from Russia into eastern Ukraine, and heavy artillery for separatists has also crossed the border. A four-page document released by the State Department seems to show blast marks from where rockets were launched and craters where they landed. Officials said the images, sourced from the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, show heavy weapons fired between July 21st and July 26th after the July 17th downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17. A senior doctor working at Liberia's largest hospital has died of Ebola. The Liberian Health Ministry says Dr. Samuel Brisbane died Saturday at an Ebola treatment center on the outskirts of the capital of Monrovia. He is the first Liberian doctor to die in an outbreak the World Health Organization says has killed 129 people in the country. The U.S.-based aid group Samaritan's Purse said Saturday an American doctor working in Liberia is also sick. A spokesman for the group says Dr. Kent Brantley is undergoing intensive medical treatment. Says patients have a better chance of survival if they receive treatment immediately after being infected, which Brantley has received, they said. The World Health Organization reports viral hepatitis, which kills nearly 1.5 million people a year, could be eliminated. And marking World Hepatitis Day, WHO says intensifying testing, prevention and treatment efforts is key to tackling one of the world's most serious diseases.
Viral hepatitis B and C are most well known and justifiably feared because they cause chronic liver cirrhosis and liver cancer, very often leading to death. Hepatitis B is transmitted from an infected mother to her newborn baby, contact with infected blood and unprotected sex. Samuel So is a liver transplant surgeon at Stanford University in the United States. He calls on countries to step up their activities now to eliminate these deadly diseases.
We have a very effective vaccine for 30 years to prevent the future burden of hepatitis B. And also, in addition, there are now very effective drugs to treat chronic hepatitis.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.